I sat all morning in the college sick bay, counting bills, kneeling classes to a close. At 2 o'clock, her neighbours drove me home. In the porch, I met my father crying. He'd always taken funerals in his stride, and Big Jim Evans saying it was a hard blow. The baby cooed and laughed and rocked the pram. When I came in, I was embarrassed by old man standing to shake my hand and tell me they were sorry for my trouble. Whispers informed strangers I was the eldest. Away at school, as my mother held my hand in hers and coughed out angry, tearless sighs. At 10 o'clock, the ambulance arrived, with the corpse staunched and bandaged by the nurses. Next morning, I went up to the room. Snowdrops and candles soothed the bedside. I saw him for the first time in 6 weeks. Paler now, wearing a poppy bruise in his left temple, he lay in the 4-foot box as in a cot. No gaudy scars, the bumper knocked him clear. A 4-foot box, a foot for every year.